From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMatte. South Florida is seeing a revival in Brazilian investment in real estate. WLRN intern Aaron Sanchez Guerra tells us why Brazilian business people are expecting investments to increase even more this year.
The ninth largest economy in the world is Florida's number one foreign trade partner. And according to the Miami Association of Realtors, Brazil was the top source of foreign home buyers in South Florida last year.
É cliente de locação.
Fabiana Pimento is a Brazilian-American realtor. She was on the phone with a longtime customer who's renting out his property.
I'm talking to him right now via WhatsApp. He's from Brazil.
She's pleased with her phone ringing more with Brazilian clients.
They're coming more than they were coming beginning of the year or last year because they are seeing changes in the economy and they will probably be more comfortable about investing in Miami again.
Pimento says that the promise of economic reforms in Brazil are motivating investors. Members of the Brazilian American Chamber of Commerce in Florida are currently in Brazil on an annual tour of workshops that persuade potential investors into coming here. Cassio Segura is president of the chamber. He says the roadshow has worked out.
Every year we get new viewers, different set of people that want to know more about how to invest in Florida.
Pimento said that Portugal is now Miami's biggest competitor for Brazilian real estate investments. That's not surprising since Portugal and Brazil share a common language, Portuguese. I'm Aaron Sanchez Guerra in Miami.
On the subject of real estate, the historic Boca Raton Resort and Club has sold this week for nearly $500 million. It's one of the largest South Florida commercial real estate sales in recent years. The Sun Sentinel reports that the iconic Pink Hotel was sold to a New York company affiliated with computer designer and billionaire Michael Dell. He's the founder of Dell Technologies. The Boca Raton Resort was built in 1926. It was designed by famed architect Addison Meisner to resemble a Spanish castle. This is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMatte.